Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back, as well as it is now or never if we are going to reclaim this Republic. And we've been baiting you regarding the Tory Acts. We've been using the past probably 2 weeks covering groups and organizations that I'll just say are the people that are going into these paradigms. Some people down the road, Anna Von Ritz and others, may have found these little niches, these little nooks of, oh, well, here's something we can do. And they have no idea that what they're doing is a violation of the Constitution. Now, in some ways, you're not violating the Constitution, and in other ways, you may be. See, you can go down the path, as I said on the Feedback Friday, you can go down the path of becoming an inhabitant. You can isolate yourself from this government, but God forbid you if you violate the law. Because if you violate the law, that whatever, you know, this facade government has created, this illegitimate government that's operating, they don't have the authority to operate in the many capacities that they are. But your rights, due process, all of your rights are not available to you. If you're granted any rights, then consider yourself very fortunate at this point in time. The day will come when they will realize that you've reduced yourself in the union and within the government here. You've reduced yourself as an inhabitant, as a redheaded stepchild, if you know what I mean. So anyway, the other folks that go even further and start getting organized into forms of government, such as general assemblies, committees of safety, and those types of things, trying to sever themselves, they are, for a lack of a better word, they are creating shadow governments, because that's what they're doing. They're actually organizing a form of government that they bear allegiance to instead of bearing allegiance to the actual governments that we're supposed to bear allegiance to under that Constitution. Again, government may be doing things that they have no authority to do, and whose responsibility is it to fix it? It's U.S. citizens and public servants. And if the public servants won't do it, then it is up to us public citizens to use the right of petition and to educate each other so that we can finally get rid of these public servants who are destroying our liberties and destroying this republic. So the Tory Acts become a very vital part of what we have to declare as, you know, one of the most important things we really need to understand, especially because it causes clarity. It provides clarity to all of these different patriotic movements out there. You see these patriotic movements and they go, huh, well, what the heck are these guys doing? Well, technically what they're doing is they're creating a revolution. Whether they know this or not, they're going down the same path as what the framers did under the monarchical government in creating a shadow government to fight the government at hand. That's not how we're supposed to do it. We cover how we're supposed to do it. And First Amendment petitions is the process to do this. So when we go down this path, then we need to actually read these documents to you. So for today, that's what I'm going to do. But before I do, I'm really bad at this. I don't know how long it's been. It's probably been a couple of weeks. And so I need this reminder. And even though it's up here in bold, I still forget to tell you. Go to Reclaiming the Republic YouTube channel and please subscribe. If you subscribe, then when the next county commissioner video drops, you will be notified that that video is now available. And so we will be doing another video at the end of the month. And so there may be, because I don't work the channel, there may be things in work and in progress. And I can tell you, we will be working on the Constitution excerpts, or I should say, when I started reading the Constitution about September 20th in our episodes, I go through all the violations and everything else. And so what I would suggest is you can wait for them. We're actually going to be putting those things up onto YouTube so that you can listen and you can start learning about the Constitution, how it's being violated, what to do. And we even kind of tickle you with certain petitions that need to be used to actually get government back into the framework of the Constitution. So with that, let me also remind you that we're going to be having some calls coming up. We're going to start setting up a weekly call, and it's sooner than later because we've got the South Dakota bill being heard today, and we're hoping to find out what's going to happen. Now, we've written a script for the South Dakota bill presentation, and here's an interesting thing. The chair of the committee, now, so I can understand if a bill has something to do with something within the state that the committee may, you know, the chair of the committee or whoever the leadership is, may say, okay, well, we want, you know, let's say you're going to be controlling water rights. Well, you probably wouldn't want to have somebody from out of state coming in and telling you and selling you on this idea of why, you know, you need to surrender your water rights. But when it comes down to the Constitution and supporting the Constitution and having somebody come in and tell you how and why it's important to support the Constitution, whether they're in state or out of state, shouldn't make a difference, right? Because why should it make a difference? Because they're obligated to support, and if they can learn how to better support, then they can fulfill their obligations better. So that's why they should have open arms towards anybody that can help clarify how they can support the Constitution. But today's world, they're so hostile towards the Constitution that, you know, they just don't let anybody. They try to stifle any type of information that, you know, leads to good government and leads to restoring liberty and restoring our rights. So anyway, I created a script for Representative Randolph to go through, and it is a power-packed almost six-page script that goes into some of the details as to why Madison and Jefferson did what they did. And we use their words. As a matter of fact, the thing I put into the script is to ensure that they understand not to take his word for the importance of this and what this script will do or what this bill will do. But this bill will open the doors to actually having the states assuming their authority over the Constitution. Now, to be completely honest, you know, this is where you want to actually start invoking a little bit of competition, because I think, and we'll be talking a little bit more about this, but I believe that if you actually put it in the tone to go, you know, Wyoming had just missed this bill. They just missed this bill. It got to the floor. It got out of this house, and they just missed this bill. So by 6 votes. And the Republicans in Wyoming are going to make sure that the next time they have an opportunity to have this bill, they're going to have more than the 6 votes they need to get it beyond the floor and into the Senate. Got to understand, it got to the floor. It got out of committee to the floor and missed by 6 votes. And so all we have to do is now go after every single one of those folks. And you have to understand, how can they be gone? How can you go after these folks? Well, if you've got six people out of all of those who voted against this bill that represent good constitutional districts, in other words, people who would actually be upset if they knew that they voted against that bill. And so that's all you've got to do, is then you just go out and tell the people, why did this person go against this? And you need to demand, because we're going to revisit this bill in 2 years. If you want to see this state turned around, you have to get this state to start initiating this process of constitutional compliance. And so why don't we get it through the House, get it through the Senate this year in South Dakota, and beat Wyoming to the punch? Why not be the one that actually becomes the center for this? Folks, there's going to be more states in 2 years to will be competing. It may not be Wyoming. It could be Oklahoma. It could be Montana. We need to act now on this bill. You need to understand what this bill is. So let me, and then he can go through the script. But see, what, by doing that, it actually starts helping people realize that this bill is not just a fluke. This bill is actually being picked up and carried by good constitutional legislators who are saying, yes, we must fully demand compliance to the Constitution. So as we move forward, and as I'm looking to, you know, get these bills out and so forth, this is this type of stuff we want to start talking about, you know, and how to get organized and how to get these things done. But more importantly, how you can get organized in your local community. Because if we can get you to start using petitions, then you have already started creating the earthquake, the movement that will actually get people going and invigorated, because these petitions will help educate your fellow constituents, your fellow electorate, in understanding what they need to be doing and understanding what has to be done if we're going to preserve our liberties and our Constitution. So with that, when we come back, I'm going to dive straight into the Tory Act so that we can get through this for the remainder of the show. So we'll be right back with the Tory Acts. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Now, you got to love graphic flowcharts, right? Because a graphic flowchart will actually help place clarity and context to what you're doing and so forth. Now, the Tory Acts is acts that were created by this brand new formed Continental Congress. What formed Continental Congress? Most people don't realize that the shadow governments throughout the states basically said, we've had it. What happened prior to the shadow governments forming? The people actually started engaging with and using their British citizen right of petition, and the courts actually began ignoring them. or I should say the government at that point in time, ignored them, because this was the British government. And so we actually have in your counties, see, it's a lot different with your county because these people come from your communities. They have to live with you. And this is where, and so this is how the revolution really got moving. And I forget the guy's Oda something. He actually started getting people to start taking accountability and taking control of their local government. And as they started taking control of their local government, that's when the king came in and started, basically disbanding government and started injecting his own leaders. This is when they really started petitioning. And so they proved that they could clean up government at the local level to actually work its way up the ladder. So folks, there's no refuting this concept of holding your county commissioners accountable and making them answer to the people why they are not doing their duties in supporting the Constitution and protecting the county from an invasion, protecting the county from, hostile energy, policies and so forth. If you are being affected, then they should be your mouthpiece. They should be your speaker. They should be your statesman speaking for you. Now, these dolts in Campbell County, they've got another thing coming. They're going to start getting hit and hit and hit with petitions. And there's going to be other things that are going to be done in parallel. But they have to be hit. Because between now and a year from now, we need to provide enough evidence of how these people are not willing to do what they're supposed to do. They're letting these cries of the people in demanding their health freedom, in demanding their, to keep their children safe from perversions, all of these types of petitions that are addressing how the federal government and state government is basically raining tyranny upon you, and they're doing nothing. Because bottom line, they can convince themselves that they don't have to do anything. But we know if the people feel completely different, they're gone. It's only good politics to actually do those things that everybody expects you to do. Everybody expects you to live up to your oath of office and support the Constitution. Everybody expects you to listen to your constituents. And so let the chips fall where they may. I am confident if this is done righteously and if this is done correctly, there is no doubt in my mind those county commissioners in Campbell County and every other county around this nation that we're starting to barrage. Folks, we're running out of time. You need to get hot. You need to get started in creating we've already got petitions on our petition page. Grab those, start having some conversations. Look at what Paul Venable did all by himself. And then after he did once, he got other people to join in and they started going, wow, this is great, because this is how you grow your movement. Because everybody that comes up to see your signs at Walmart or anywhere, they come up and say, look, we've got this, this awesome opportunity in holding government accountable. Now, in Wyoming, they say Walmart won't allow you. We have a petition on our webpage that lets you inform Walmart if they actually want to stop you. They want to try to stop you from exercising a right that cannot be abridged by the state government. Then woe unto them. As a matter of fact, they need the whoever the chief of operations of that building is to come out and actually basically call the cops on you, because that's what you need. And then you can petition the sheriff, and then you can petition the state legislature to shut Walmart down. I'm going to tell you real quick, Walmart will change its tune faster than you can say, I don't know. And it is literally when they find out that they actually can be punished, where they know They know because they file in every state to operate, that the state has to enforce the laws. Any law that they want to create, they want to call the sheriff to come out and have you removed, and they want to have that enforced, I'm sorry. That's not going to happen. So we're not going to be obedient to that law. And what we want to do is we want to prove that that law is the color of law. That rule that they have is built and it's tantamount to the color of law. It's not based on law at all. It's based on the exact opposite. It's based on no law. They're just trying to create laws that contradict the actual law, because the actual law states that we have this right to assemble and to obtain petitions for our government for the redress of grievances. And we can petition. Then we can take these petitions and go to government and petition them. They may not like it, but it's something they can't stop. And if they do, folks, then what we do is we have a petition right there ready to get everybody to start signing against the Walmart petition. Because instantly, that's what you do. You now turn the Walmart had an opportunity to allow you to focus on government. And now you get everybody engaged in going out. Because you know what? How many people are happy about Walmart and the way they check your receipts after you bagged your own bags? I mean, look at Walmart has been taking away services and services and services. And they're just mean and rude to their customers now. And the customers still go there because they've already destroyed the local economy where you can't get these things anymore from anybody else because they went out of business. So they've got themselves rooted. It's almost like the camel's nose in the tent. They came in, got their nose into the area, and next thing you know, they've bumped everybody out, and now the camel is ruling the roost. That's what happens, folks. So back to the Tory acts. Back to the Tory acts. We need you to get involved. We need you to do this, but we want you to understand how important these Tory acts are. The very first Tory act was October 6th, 1775, and it was very, very short. And I want to show you what the attitudes were as these guys, because this is what happens, and don't make the same mistake as you get organized. Resolved that it be recommended to the several provincial assemblies or conventions and or councils or committees of safety to arrest and secure every person in their respective colonies who's going at large in their opinion endanger the safety of the colony or the liberties of America. In other words, the first thing they did is we got to go arrest all of these people. Now, you do realize you're a shadow government. You do realize that if you start arresting people and incarcerating them, then they're going to recognize who you are, where you are, what you're doing, and they're going to say, hey, you can't do this. You're not the government. We are. Because they're actually acting as if they have government powers. While there's still another government power with guns and forces to come after you. These people are having to take time from whatever they do of their everyday lives before they can engage in war. They got to get organized. So there was a lot of pushback from the colonies. Say, are you serious? You know what you're asking us to do? You're putting us in harm's way. This would kill this whole experiment of breaking away from Britain if we pulled that stunt. And so what most groups do when they start forming is they try to go too far too fast. You can't do that. You have to start methodically building a base and start doing, explorations and information campaigns, those types of things. So look at what they do on January 2nd. This is January 2nd, 1776. Whereas it has been represented to this Congress that diverse, honest, and well-meaning but uninformed people in these colonies have, by the art of address of ministerial agents, been deceived and drawn into erroneous opinions respecting the American cause and the probable issue of the present contest. Resolved that it be recommended to the different committees. Now he's talking about the assemblies, conventions, blah, blah, blah. and other friends to liberty in the said colony to treat all such persons with kindness and attention. See, they changed their tune. To consider them as the inhabitants of a country determined to be free, and to view their errors as proceeding rather from want of information than want of virtue or public spirit, to explain to them the origin, nature, and extent of these present controversies, to acquaint them with the fate of the numerous petitions presented to His Majesty, as well as by assemblies as by Congress, for reconciling and redress of grievances, and that the last from this Congress, humbly requesting the single favor of being heard, like all others, has proved unsuccessful to unfold to them the various arts of administration to ensure and enslave us, and the manner in which we have been cruelly driven to defend by arms those very rights, because the deal in Concord had already happened. When we come back, we'll go back into where we left off. We'll kind of do a retrace, but it's clear that they're taking definitely a different approach, and they're trying to be softer and, you know, winning over these loyalist colonists who believe that England's still not the bad guy yet. So when we come back, we'll jump right back into this. God bless.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so what's happening here is the Continental Congress said, you know what, we need to go on a campaign of creating a narrative of truth of what we're doing and what we're dealing with. So anyway, this is what they said. They said, resolve that it be recommended to the different committees and other friends to American liberty in the said colonies to treat all such persons with kindness and attention, to consider them as the inhabitants of a country determined to be free. I know I read this, but we've just got started on this. And to view their errors as proceeding from want of information than want of virtue or public spirit, to explain to them the origin, nature, and extent of the present controversy, to acquaint them with the fate of the numerous petitions presented to His Majesty. So they're right here telling you folks that they used a lot of petitions to the king and to Parliament. Already, they have been petitioning and petitioning. And all of these folks have been doing this, both the Continental Congress, you know, in representing their different states and the people of the local area and so forth. Folks, the First Amendment petition is the most integral process of combating bad government. We don't have to have a revolt in America, because everybody knows what the government is, and it would be very easy to take our government back by removing the scoundrels in office that refuse to do what they're supposed to do as government. The only problem is technically, when I said everybody knows, well, they don't. We have to educate them. And the First Amendment petition process and helping them read and understand the Constitution so that they can clearly see that these county commissioners absolutely have a responsibility and they're failing to do it. And once you prove that case, it's done. They're gone. There's no county. I can't imagine, other than L.A., New York, and places like that, where everybody is burning the Constitution, the flag, and everything else, I cannot see in any red county, red state, why the people would not demand their public servants to be compliant to their Constitution and fulfill their oath in supporting it. Moving on, they say, as well by assemblies as by Congress, for reconciliation and redress of grievances, still petitioning, and that from the last Congress humbly requesting the single favor of being heard, like all the others, has proved unsuccessful to unfold to them various arts of administration and ensnare and enslave us. If you actually look at what they're doing, they're asking you to do what I'm asking you to do. Use the petitions and explain to the people what these petitions are, why we're using them, and how these are important. We have to have a local, if you want to call it a propaganda campaign or a Ministry of Truth campaign. I prefer the latter. Bottom line, people need to start understanding that they have no right to do these things. They have no right to take your water rights away. They have no right to keep you from your mineral rights. They have no rights at all to do almost all the things that they're doing. And when we go to them and tell them what they need to be doing, and they ignore that, I believe that every county in America, if they had the information, they would turn over those county commissioners who were refusing to do what they're doing. This is why, in some ways, it's good to be in a blue state with a red county, because the red counties in this area are more likely and more receptive to actually learning and doing what they need to do, because they already know it's bad and they're just going to shoot. You know, this isn't good. This is happening on my watch and I don't know what to do. And in the manner in which we have been cruelly driven to defend by arms those very rights, liberties, and estates which we and our forefathers had so long enjoyed unmolested in the reigns of His present Majesty's predecessors. And it is hereby recommended to all conventions and assemblies in these colonies liberally to distribute among the people the proceedings of this and the former Congress, the late speeches of the great patriots in both houses of Parliament relative to American grievances, and such other pamphlets and papers as tend to elucidate the merits of the American cause. The Congress being fully persuaded that the more our right to the enjoyment of our ancient liberties and privileges is examined, the more just and necessary our present opposition to minstrel tyranny will appear. See, they're laying it out there, folks. This is why this is so important. Read the Tory Act so that you can see this is what we're doing. But we're not creating a shadow government. We're organizing ourselves into this unregulated militia, not a militia of arms, but a militia of the Constitution, where our weapon is the First Amendment petition. The First Amendment petition for the redress of grievances is the most powerful weapon we can use. And with respect to all such unworthy Americans, as regardless to their duty to their Creator, their country, and their prosperity, have taken part with our oppressors and influenced by the hope of ignominious reward strive to recommend themselves to the bounty of administration by misrepresenting the traducy, the traducis. Okay, so this is an interesting word. And it's basically criticizing, but it's T-R-A-D-U-C, traducing. So it's criticizing, misrepresenting and traducing the conduct and principles. There's a good word for you folks to throw into your vocabulary, traducing. The conduct and principles of the Friends of American Liberty and opposing every measure formed for its preservation and security. Resolved that it be recommended to the different assemblies, conventions, and committees or councils of safety in the United Colonies by the most speedy and effectual measures to frustrate the mischievous machinations and restrain the wicked practices of these men, and in the opinion of this Congress, that they ought to be disarmed and more dangerous among them kept, either kept in safe custody or bound with sufficient securities to their good behavior. And in order that the said assemblies, conventions, committees, councils, and safety may be enabled with greater ease and facility to carry this resolution into execution, resolved that they be authorized to call to their aid whatever continental troops stationed in or near the respective colonies may be conveniently spared from their more immediate duty, and the commanding officers of such troops are hereby directed to afford the said assemblies, conventions, committees, or councils of safety all such assistance in executing this resolution as they may require, and which consistent with the good of the service they be supplied. Folks, this is, they're really laying out what good patriots need to be doing, and what we need to be doing is petitioning and supporting the this patriot cause. Now, in today's realm, it would be the Wyoming constitutionalists, not the troops that are close by. It is not those, you know, forces. We don't need forces with deadly force. We need forces with constitutional force. And we need to be supporting those. If you're supporting these conservative ideas, as a matter of fact, now would probably be a good time for me to go down a little tangent real quick. If you see these rallies, you know, these things that are going on in Arizona, you know, these rallies, you know, prayer and those types of things, maybe the message might be nice, but the money that's being spent has nothing to do with a real movement that's going to save America. None of these entertainers, this is tantamount to an evangelical troop. And I'm going to have to make a good expose on this when we get into Feedback Friday. Because bottom line, when you look at the movement of evangelicalism and the troops that would travel from town to town, they would steal the wealth from the town and be gone with their money. And then when hard times always fell upon the town when the money was gone. And they would go, well, I don't have the money. Well, what happened to it? It left the town. See, the nice thing is when you go pay the baker $5, the baker has $5 to actually, you know, spend at the coffee shop. That money circulates throughout the town. What happened back in those days is these towns were robbed by these evangelical troops. We'll get into the details again on a Feedback Friday. But what they're kind of trying to do here is they're trying to get people to understand that we need to support the patriot movement, the true patriot movement, not these people that are just shysters taking your money. And actually, you don't want a traveling patriot movement. You need to create your own local patriot movement because everybody knows how to do it. We'll be back.
Set the record straight. Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Stop giving money to shysters that will not use that money to actually give you relief. They may make you feel better, and they may give you, you know, some encouragement, but they have no one is out there with a real solution. You are the only one that can bring this real solution to bear. And so, resolved. Back to this is still the January 2nd Tory Act. Resolved that it be recommended to all the United Colonies to aid each other on request from them respective assemblies, conventions, committees, or councils of safety and county committees on every emergency, and to cultivate, cherish, and increase the present happy and necessary union by a continual interchange of mutual good offices. And whereas the inexorable barbarity with which this unhappy war has been conducted on the part of our enemy, such as burning our defenseless towns and villages, exposing their inhabitants without regard to sex or age, to all the miseries which loss of property, the rigor of the season, and inhumane devastation can inflict, exciting domestic insurrections and murder, bribing the savages to desolate our frontiers, and casting such of us as the fortune of war has put into their power into goals there to languish with irons and want, compelling the inhabitants of Boston in violation of the treaty to remain confined within the town, exposed to the insolence of the soldiery and other enormity as the mention of which decency and humanity will forever blush, may just provoke the inhabitants of these colonies to retaliation. This is a first-hand look of how they're recounting the tyranny that they're living under. They're talking about how, you know, important it is to help people understand the exigencies of their plight and how they have to start working together. Resolved that it can be recommended to them to continue mindful and that humanity ought to distinguish the brave, that cruelty should find no admission among a free people, and to take care that no page in the annals of America be stained by a recital of any action which just or Christianity may condemn, and to rest assured that whatever retaliation may be necessary to tend to their security, this Congress will undertake the disagreeable task. Resolved that the assemblies, conventions, or committees of councils of safety be requested forthwith to transmit to this Congress copies of all the petitions, memorials, and remonstrances which have been made by their respective colonies presented to the throne or either House of Parliament since the year 1762. In other words, they're creating a dossier. They're creating a ledger of all petitions going back to 1762. And that they also informed this Congress whether any and what answers were given to them. So, in other words, they want to start holding them outright because this is prior to, this is January 2nd, this is prior to the Declaration of Independence. March 14th, still prior to the Declaration of Independence. Resolved that it be recommended to the several assemblies, conventions, and councils or committees of safety of the United Colonies immediately to cause all persons to be disarmed within their respective colonies who are notoriously disaffected to the cause of America. In other words, those who are supporters need to try to disarm them, or who have not associated and shall refuse to associate to defend by arms these colonies against the hostile attempts of British fleets and armies, and apply the arms taken from such persons in each respective colony in the first place to the arming of the continental troops raised in the said colony. In the next, to the arming such troops are to be raised by the colony for its own defense, and the residual or the residue to be applied by the arming the associators that the arms when taken by be appraised in different persons of such as are applied to the arming the continental troops be paid for by Congress, and the residual and the residue by the respective assemblies, conventions, or councils or committees of safety. Now, there's a couple more here to do. We've got a few more minutes to go, so let me get these through. June 18, 1776, resolved that no man in these colonies charged with being a Tory or unfriendly to the cause of American liberty be injured in his person or property, or in any manner whatever disturbed, unless the proceeding against him be founded on an order of this Congress or the Assembly Convention and or Committee of Safety of the Colony or Committee of Inspection and Observation and of the district wherein he resides, provided that this resolution shall not prevent the apprehending of any person found in the commission of some act destructive of American liberty or justly suspected of a design to commit such acts as intending to escape and bringing such person before proper authority for examination and trial. So they're already stepping in because they're realizing that there may be a little bit too much anxiousness of, you know, zealous behavior by the colony, so they wanted to make sure that, hey, you don't arrest and bring anybody forth unless we have called for that person. And so it's, you know, that's what happens because people start going overboard. It's hard to constrain that, but it is what it is. So here's the final one. This is June 24th. This is literally just a few days before the Declaration of Independence. Resolved that all persons abiding within any of the United Colonies and deriving protection from the laws of the same owe allegiance to the said laws and are members of such colony, and that all persons passing through, visiting, or making a temporary stay in any of the said colonies be entitled to the protection of the laws during their time of passage, visitation, or temporary stay owe during the same time allegiance thereto, that all persons, members, or owing allegiance to the United Colonies, as before described, who shall levy war against any of these said colonies within the same, or be apparent to the King of Great Britain, or others, the enemies of the said colonies, or any of them within the same, given to him or them an aid, are guilty of treason against such colony. That is to be recommended to the legislatures of the several colonies to pass laws for punishing in such manners as to them shall seem fit, such persons before described as shall be provably attained of open deed by people of their condition of any of the treasons before described. Now, you can get all of these, and you can go find the Tory Acts, but clearly what they're doing is they're delineating, you know, who among us are actually supporters of the Constitution. I'm putting this in constitutional context. You know, their cause of liberty then, but today, who among us are supporters of the Constitution? Because those people who are rebelling against the Constitution are literally those people who we need to identify, we need to arrest, and we need to sever from our ranks. You may have somebody in your family. You may have somebody that's close to you, a neighbor, associate, that is hostile and harmful to American liberty and to all people who are here that want to be able to freely live in a land of liberty. They, if they want to undermine and subvert and basically keep people like Joe Biden in and support these radical protests and support the insurgency against the Constitution, such as Liz Cheney and the rest of these folks, then we need to start creating dossiers, and you need to do this possibly, you know, down the road in your counties to keep dossiers to delineate, you know, those people who are deliberately combative against the cause of supporting the Constitution. Those are the people that we need to use the Tory Acts on, and we need to get rid of them. We are not obligated to keep and maintain the enemy of the Constitution here in America. Yeah, you can have different opinions, but when your opinions are to violate and destroy the Constitution, then we can't have that. The Constitution demands that all laws be in pursuant to it, and our liberties are protected by that. The divine hand of providence has clearly given us one of the best opportunities of self-government and allowing us the free charge to do what we want. If you like socialism in your state, as long as it's Republican in form, it's okay. You make your state democracy in form, it's not okay. You make your state a monarchical party in form, it's not okay. So many of the states, and this is why many of us really need to start cleaning up, and they spell out the process here. We have to start teaching and holding everybody accountable. And as we hold them accountable, we clearly delineate and identify who the bad players are. Folks, this is how we win. This is how we do this. There's nothing really special about it. This is what the framers did. And when we look at what Thomas Jefferson and James Madison did in 1798, they clearly paved the way of standing up against federal tyranny. That as states, the states possess all authority necessary to exert the necessary political force to get the federal government into full compliance to the Constitution. So, when we come back tomorrow, we'll have whatever else is on the agenda in content-wise. We want to kind of stay on the content path, but I probably have a rant or two, so forgive me if that occurs, but it's all about teaching us how to reclaim the Republic. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.